The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You got a team, here's a word of the wise. You want to dominate your league? Go to Football Guys.
Football, I'm living in a fantasy. Football, got everybody mad at me. Football, because every game I had to win. Football, I got to be a champion.
Well, the Carolina Panthers want to be a champion, and that's why they trade for the number one overall pick with the Chicago Bears. Bloom, the news went down this afternoon. The NFL world is scrambling, but we're a little chill, man.
Let's talk about it. Well, there's a lot of time to think about it. See, we talked about this on Tuesday, right? The Lamar Jackson offer sheet, if it's going to happen, the Bears trade. This is going to go down before free agency. You want to know before free agency where you stand. And the Panthers, and since we've seen this, the Panthers not fixing their quarterback position, not for lack of trying, not for lack of creativity and ideas and imagination. But, you know, on the Panther side, I think that what would they give up? 961, a first round next year, a second round in 2025. If you hit on the pick, if it's your quarterback, but your passing court, it was worth it. And DJ Moore. Oh, did I not mention that? DJ Moore. DJ Moore helps the Bears. The Panthers had him cost controlled $20 million a year, which, I mean, a year or two from now, that's going to look cheap, right? So on the Panther side, the question is, who's the quarterback? Is it Bryce Young? Is it CJ? Is it Anthony Richardson?
I would say no on Richardson. We can get into all that.
Yeah.
Vegas odds are out, Bloom. I don't know if you've seen them.
Ooh.
They favor heavily Stroud, which is weird because I think it would be Young, but Vegas is like, it's not even good money to put it on Stroud.
It's tough to prognosticate this because if you are turned off by his Bryce Young's size at the quarterback position, then you're not going to take him number one. I think what happened with Baker Mayfield might also make teams a little bit wary. I don't know if Baker Mayfield's failure had anything to do with his size, but you know how these teams think. They're superstitious. But, you know, for the Panthers, they're making that big decision. I hope the Texans had quarterback one and quarterback two close. And then all eyes to Monty Austin Fort and the Cardinals. Because now if you're the Colts, if you're the Seahawks, if you're the Falcons, if you're the Raiders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you want quarterback three, Anthony Richardson, maybe it'll be Bryce Young. Maybe you have Will Levis higher. The point is, the Colts now know it's going to be quarterback. So if somebody else trades up to number three and they had a gap between three and four, would you say there's a gap between three and four if you're scouting this group?
There's a gap between two and three. Like, everyone's gaga over Anthony Richardson for the physical. But again, the physical is easy to see. Like, every time I hear everyone go on and on about Richardson, I'm like, you're like a year behind. Oh my God, it's a rocket arm. Like, yes. Oh my God, explosive. Yes. Why is this film so God bless it inconsistent? Like, there's one and two, and then there's a gap, and then there's three, and then I don't think Will Levis is even a first round quarterback, but he might get taken in the top 10.
So we may see action there, as Arizona, Osport, the new GM, has said they're open to trading down from number three. And do you have now with Jalen Carter and the legal troubles hanging over him, you know, do you have Will Anderson that much higher than every other prospect in the class? Probably not. So Arizona now is the belle of the ball. And then we have to look at the Bears. And I would say this, no excuses for Justin Fields now, right? You got Mooney, Moore, and Claypool. No excuses. And they gave the Steelers got number 32. That's pretty good, right? For just Chase Claypool, for 2 years of Chase Claypool, or 1 year of Chase Claypool, a year and a half. That's pretty good for the Steelers. Getting number 61 this year helps the Bears. The Bears will still get a really good prospect at number nine. Again, that first round pick, that second round pick, and DJ Moore. So we went from this time last year, Cease, or even at the beginning of the year last year, why aren't the Bears getting anything for Justin Fields? Why aren't they setting Justin Fields up for success like the Jets have for Zach Wilson, for instance? Well, he's set up for success now.
Yeah, and they need to continue building around him. Treat Justin Fields like the Eagles treated Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Like, go get him more, like Kylo Ren, more. Sure. That's what they need. So the Bears, Kluge's in the chat room. He's like, the team actually did something right.
Well, and like you said, Lovie Smith, I mean, let's not forget, not that the Bears wouldn't have been able to trade down from number two, but
right,
they would have got a fraction of the price, half the price. I mean, that it's, you know, for the Panthers to have that choice of the quarterback class is so important. So, you know, we'll see. These moves, these quarterback moves continue to fall into place. I think the other name, Cease, that we're going to be watching real close over the next few days is Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that's, and Aaron Rodgers, of course, but and that's when we're, right. I think we're talking about trade compensation. But these pieces are starting to fall into place. We've had quarterback movement the last, 3 years now? Like no other. It used to be much less frequent that this many names would change hands. I still don't think we're going to see Lamar Jackson move, but this was the trade we were looking for. The Bears did the right thing, and they didn't trade down from 1 to 2 or 1 to 4 and then trade down from 2 or 4 to 9. A lot of people had that double leapfrog happening instead, or a reverse leapfrog. Instead, they trade all the way down to 9, but they get DJ Moore, who again is already cost controlled. They get a boatload of draft capital, and they're going to get a lot of hopes in a division, I think, that is really wide open now, especially with Aaron Rodgers likely out of it.
Yeah, and let's talk about the division where I think Bryce Young is going to go. Now, again, Vegas is saying C.J. Stroud, and we can get into the, as much or as little as you want right now about those two. But if Bryce Young is the number one overall pick, because when you make this move, you have a guy.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't making a move.
Unless you're Kyle Shanahan.
We'll see. poor Kyle, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he can lure Brady out of retirement. But anyway, you make this move because you have a guy. If Bryce Young is the quarterback, he's the best quarterback in the division. Like, look at the first time since 1973, right? Everyone will have a new quarterback.
Yeah.
And now Carolina, if they do get Bryce Young, and I tremendously believe in Bryce Young as a passer who also can threaten you as a run. My only concern with Stroud is he throws a lot of wide open guys. So, you know, how does he manipulate coverages with his eyes? We don't necessarily see that as much. Obviously, he's very talented as a passer as well. Again, I don't think Levis is a first-round quarterback, and Anthony Richardson is the toolsy guy.
Right.
But we've seen plenty of toolsy guys never do anything. So, like, yes, everyone should be high on Anthony Richardson, but don't get too high on your own supply.
No. And see, it's another layer we can put in here is, you know, which quarterback would fit well with Frank Reich.
Right.
You might look at what Reich did with Carson Wentz, a toolsy quarterback, right, and say, well, maybe that would put Anthony Richardson on the table, but how things went the second time around with Carson Wentz, might want him looking more for that quarterback with the processor. That's Bryce Young. So, yeah, it's just going to be more and more intrigue as we get closer to free agency, as we get closer to the draft. But I think this was one that wasn't that hard to see coming, both with the Bears trading down. And as soon as the Bears got that number one pick, we knew that was the move for them. And the Panthers trading up, because there hasn't been a team more desperate to fix their quarterback position over the last few years. They're going to get that. So Panthers fans, just like Bears fans, you know, you went through the desert for a little while, but you found the oasis.
Well, and here's the thing. You're not, God bless America, I wish I could cuss. You're not effing around. Sorry, yeah. Joe. Right? If you're, how many teams are like, we're okay. And like this, here comes my Desmond Ridder rant. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite going to go Matt on Daniel Jones, but like, you're Atlanta. What are you doing? What are you doing, Atlanta? We got Desmond Ridder. It'd be just like if Carolina was like, we got Matt Corral.
Yeah.
And I Corral rated higher than Desmond Ridder. And again, Desmond Ridder is the toolsy guy. Desmond Ridder has everything you need to succeed in the pros. But what about his processor? Anytime under pressure, he looks like dog crap.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like now if you're Carolina and if it is Stroud, and everyone's saying it's Stroud, and Vegas thinks it's Stroud. So let's just say it's Stroud, who's, again, very capable as a passer. Now, not only do you have the best quarterback in the division, you have a chance to go to the playoffs.
Right, this year.
With a first-year coach, with a coach that's going to whisper to your quarterback, develop him, and you know they're going to, you know, run the heck out of the ball. You know they're going to Frank Reich it up, man. So if you're Carolina, we're talking about the Bears. Hey, Bears fans feel good. I think our chat room is full of Bears fans. They're over the moon. If you're a Panthers fan, you might be playoff-bound this year.
Yeah, and that division is wide open. The NFC North is wide open. Quarterback moves are going to go a long way to determine how these divisions shake out. But you look at the Panthers now with Frank Reich, And I guess the next move for the Panthers, because see, I'm thinking of the Jags last year and Doug Peterson and getting the stink of Urban Meyer out of the building. It's the same thing with Matt Rhule. You're really hitting the reset button here. So not that there's a lot in free agency for the Panthers. You're not going to replace DJ Moore with Jacoby Myers or DJ Chark or Alan Lazard.
Right.
But this is important because now you really have a runway to rebuild this team very quickly. In a way, even without these picks, in a way that's going to show your priorities, show your vision of how you're going to win in the future, Scott Fitterer. And it's great. This gets the juices flowing, Cease. And again, teams can't lie in these trades. Teams can't lie in the draft. They show you what their priorities are. They show you how they value these players, what they feel about the future of their team. And again, last thing I'll say that I think when I saw this trade go across is no excuses for Justin Fields. No excuses for this pass offense. Mm-hmm. The Bears have made a decision here to go with Fields and all this DJ Moore and all this extra stuff. But if Justin Fields doesn't improve as a passer, then it may look like they made the wrong.
Well, this is one of those intersectional moments, Bloom. You've talked about this before for years on this show. Like, we're going to look back at this point in time and be like, did the Bears make the right move? Or did Carolina with CJ Stroud win three Super Bowls?
Right.
Or Bryce Young.
Right. Yeah, and then the Texans no longer control their destiny because of Lovie Smith, which is delicious.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Did we talk about Lamar on the news? Enough?
I mean,
everyone's saying no. Tag.
Yeah.
The problem is, yes, because we were before the tag. So non-exclusive tag, quick Lamar thing.
Sure.
One, bunch of teams are lying. We totally don't have any interest. Do we have interest? So take that, for example. The other thing is people don't want to piss off their quarterbacks like the Browns did with Baker. And again, Carolina's out of it now. But if I look at Washington, for example, you can't say you're interested in Lamar because, oh, you want to hurt Sam Howell's feelings.
Yeah.
F your feelings. Again, sorry, Joe. I'm in a mood, Bloom.
Yeah.
I'm in a mood. But I think it's an exciting mood.
Yeah, well, it is exciting because you feel the plate tectonics moving again. This was one of the notes I signed off on Tuesday, and looking at the betting market, at least as it stood right after the tag was applied, and then you saw these teams one after another, Carolina, Atlanta, Washington, Miami, and Las Vegas, all saying they're out. Miami, by the way, picked up the two, pulled two. They're going to pick up his fifth year option. But if you look at the betting market, Cease, Detroit actually was the favorite of the team. You know, it's if he doesn't end up in Baltimore, where would he end up with, right? Detroit, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is interesting. Glazers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't care. Indianapolis. And again, if you're Indianapolis and someone trades up with Arizona, or if maybe you're not interested in trading up with Arizona, I don't know. Indianapolis, as far as I know, has not said they're out on Lamar Jackson. New England, never rule out New England. It's smart, right? Didn't we think that Belichick was going to end up with Lamar Jackson as he was falling down the board that year? Like, they're just setting it up for Belichick to get Lamar Jackson.
Here we go again.
Why? The Jets. And again, we're waiting on the Aaron Rodgers. And then Tennessee. Why not Tennessee? But
I love the way Rand Carthon is just ranning everybody out of town.
Like, yeah. Well, and we'll see. You know, we'll see about Derrick Henry. There's conflicting reports there on whether he's acting. Mike Silver says his sources are general managers, and they said he was shopped. John Jones said
everyone talks to Mike Silver, and like, I don't have any beef with him at all, but I'm just like, man. People know he's going to run with your stuff, and they still talk to him. I've seen him. I've witnessed it. And then I've witnessed Broncos players getting mad because they're like, Mike Silver ran with him. You were talking to him.
You talked to Mike Silver. You knew it. Exactly. Mike Silver. So I will see. Again, I think if you're serious about signing Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, you're doing it before free agency starts. And then remember, you have that offer sheet. I think the Rams like 5 days to decide, something like that. So your money is tied up. So you don't necessarily want that. I mean, if I would think with Lamar, you almost want it to happen like over the weekend, or it's not happening until after the first wave of free agency because it's going to be crippling and you're not going to know whether you get Lamar Jackson. But, you know, I feel for Lamar. Joe Goodberry, who we love. Joe Goodberry.
Love Joe Goodberry.
He's saying something that we echo too. I just want him to be on a team that wants him, you know?
Yeah.
I want it to be somewhere that he's embraced. And I'll be rooting for Lamar Jackson. I'll be rooting. Well, I don't know if it's the Ravens by default. I can't for the Ratbirds. Sorry, Brandon Stokely. But yeah, again, more moves, more shoes to drop. We're just getting started on the roller coaster. And every year, season free agency, there's a few moves that no one sees coming, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Not even Adam Schefter. Ooh. So sit back, relax.
Buckle your seatbelts. We're here for you. If something breaks, we'll jump on. Bloom, I do have to know. Don't get mad at me for asking.
Oh, please.
What music were you watching?
Oh, the Danny Parker Festival.
Because I was texting you. I was like, show. We got to do a show. They just traded. They just traded. And then you're like, I was watching.
I'm in New Orleans.
Music. So what were you doing, man?
We're down at the Jazz Museum. So they took the old U.S. Mint that's down in the French Quarter. They turned it into the Jazz Museum.
Nice.
And they have a Danny Parker Festival. Danny Parker was an amazing guitar and banjo player who played with everybody, who was anybody, really revived the brass band scene here. Just a total pillar of New Orleans culture, and they have a festival honoring him. So a lot of traditional jazz, Shannon Powell, the mayor of Tremi, saw Gerald French and his band, and it's beautiful. I mean, in New Orleans, you can go in ordinary music in New Orleans is some of the greatest music played by some of the greatest people, and it's happening all the time. So if you ever come down, hit me up and I'll let you know where to go and who to see.
Tour guide. You're like,
oh yeah,
David Lee Roth.
what is that? Just a gigolo? California Girls.
California Girls, I think. Yeah. Something. We're old. Anyway. Bloom, appreciate you. Appreciate our audience. Thanks for jumping on board, everybody. We'll be back Tuesday morning with a news and notes show.
Yeah.
If anything breaks like this, we'll be back with that. If anything, do all those YouTube things, like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell so that you never miss a vid. He's Sigmund Bloom. Follow him on Twitter at Sigmund Bloom. I'm at Cecil Amy. Be safe. Be kind. Know that you are appreciated. Stay tuned. And as always, please, I ask that you stay frosty.
We're going to, see, the time machine is working out really well for us. I don't know why my fantasy teams are all like 2 and 3 and 1 and 4, though.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.